Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Suna Jerold, a former opera singer who is now founder and CEO of a Danish technology startup, TrueLinked, the first ever networking platform created specifically for the opera and classical music industries. Suna, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Thank you very much, indeed.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all the details on TrueLinked. So if you would, for starters, let's just go ahead and start by telling us a little bit about TrueLinked and why you launched the company.
Like the name says, TrueLinked is about real connections between the four main stakeholders in the opera and classical music industry. So I guess I would say that the reason for making this is to put a digitalization into the equation of this of the interaction between the different stakeholders in the classical music industry. The need for having simply a better connectivity between the agents and the artists, between the artist and the audience, between the arts organizations and the artists, and actually all of these groups in interaction with each other in different independences on each other. And that's the whole purpose of the platform, to become, a go-to of data and connections in this marketplace.
Well done on your part, and I think it's absolutely brilliant. Why do you feel that the opera industry needs a platform such as this? Maybe a stupid question, but give us some of the details there.
Well, first of all, it's the way it is now. It's extremely underserved in terms of technology, and this means that you often look at a very small population of talent every time you make your artistic decisions. And we are living in a big world with a lot of talent out there. And every time you can say you make a wrong choice, either in terms of hiring someone who is not good enough or maybe too expensive, or it has consequences. And the whole casting process, the more cumbersome it is, the more heavy it weighs on the organizations, the more money is spent on administration instead of on the art form itself. And also, there are also less people in the industry who can actually live from it, and more talent that goes to waste, so to speak, in this minefield that this classical music market is today.
Tell us, and take that even further, who are the people and audiences who stand to benefit most from TrueLinked, and in what way?
Yeah, so you can say... I would actually say each of the four stakeholders, the four big A's, as we call them, the arts organizations, the artists, the agents, and then not least the audience, they are all in need of a better support. And the art form itself is really in need of a better support system online, so that more people can get to know about it. We can get a new and younger audience into discovering this fantastic art form that we all love so much, the people who are in it. But if we talk about the arts organizations, we provide one of the best data sets in the world about performances, and it dates back 20 years, where you can know everything about who performed where, with whom, at what level in the industry. And it's a go-to for thousands of arts organizations around the world. There, the agencies have their names listed, as all their rosters are named there. So right next to the artist is the name of the agency. This means it's easy to get hold of the agency once you've found the artist that you want. So there is already an acquisition channel that is also the best in the world for the agencies. The artist, of course, benefits whenever they're being found in this database and casted for or either to go to an audition or casted directly to have a job. What we are trying to do now for the artists is to provide them with better connectivity, but also better visibility into this marketplace. So we plug in a free website for each of these artists so that they can show themselves from the best, you can say, with videos and resume and everything right there inside the art marketplace, instead of having their own private website that is not connected to anything and that you have to stumble upon, you can say. So also helping the agencies do a better job by having these profiles readily at hand when they need to sell their artists and their roster to the arts organizations, we all of a sudden improve very much the acquisition channel that was there already. And this is some of the things that we are building now since we acquired Upper Base last year, which is this container of all these fantastic data. So we are now improving, you can say, data with connectivity.
And I certainly appreciate your tagline, "Our story is a fusion of art and technology." That explains exactly what TrueLinked is. That's beautiful. Today we're speaking with Mr. Suna Gjerald, a former opera singer who is now founder and CEO of a Danish technology startup called TrueLinked, the first ever networking platform created specifically for the opera and classical music industries, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, beyond the opera industry, what types of opportunities do you hope TrueLinked will bring to the wider performing arts industries in the future?
Well, I guess we are now in creating a recipe for how to operate performing arts markets, and we are trying to generate sort of symbiosis between these different stakeholders. That means that you will all the time hopefully find the most relevant talent for your particular job or performance or production. And this is, of course, relevant in other art forms as well, in musical, in dance, in acting, theater scene, all these places. We have the same kind of situation where most of the work done today is very a cumbersome process. You need to know people, you know, almost a Rolodex, but of course they're using phone and email today. But at the same time, email can be, especially email inboxes, can be extremely confusing. And what we're trying to do, of course, is to streamline all these processes of finding the talent and being found as a new talent, also that there's a way into the market. Because to get an agent, for instance, you need to have jobs before you can get an agent. And that's a little bit of a paradox, because to get a job, you often need an agent. So therefore, all this beginning of careers is also extremely important, that you have the right kind of exposure and network that you build for yourself. For us, it's very important that you don't throw all your eggs in one basket, that you really, as an artist, are aware that you need to have your own network, you need to have your own platform to build a career. And that platform also extends out to the audience. And the more fans and followers you have as an artist, the stronger you stand in the marketplace. So all this is part of the TrueLinked way.
Certainly agree with your comments there, for sure. Tell us, what are your aspirations for TrueLinked in the future, and what do you hope to achieve in the next, say, 2 to 5 years?
Well, if we could start by being the go-to for classical and opera, it would be a great achievement within the next few years. But we also hope that maybe the first few other performing arts verticals are beginning to pick up speed at that time. And eventually, well, if we could be the infrastructure of performing arts, that would be our really end goal with this company.
Well, we're certainly appreciative of what you've created through TrueLinked, and really appreciate your introducing it to our listening audience as well. Before you go, I'd love to tap into some of your expertise as you've created TrueLinked, and that's quite an accomplishment. What's your biggest piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs tuning in from all over the world today, or someone with a business idea who doesn't know what to do next? What would your comments be in those regards as we conclude today?
You have to be it's tenacity. It has to be, you have to be really, really patient, and also be willing to make mistakes and learn from them along the way. No path is directly towards the goal. You have to be aware that you have to make maybe a million mistakes, but when once you have learned from those, you can make something truly wonderful and pick something that you truly burn for, something that is your passion, because you have to have that when the times gets tough, to have that inner fire that you are not just fighting to get a ton of money, but you are fighting to change the world somehow.
Well, Suna, certainly great to have you, and thanks for those concluding remarks and advice. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to get more information on TrueLinked, where's the best place online to get further details?
Yeah, it's just TrueLinked.com. And we also own another URL, the operabase.com. That's where we have the database, and that's especially for the opera industry.
Making it easy certainly is a big help. Again, folks, it is TrueLinked.com. Suna, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radios. Wish you continued success, and thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much for having me.
And it was certainly our pleasure. We've been speaking with, once again, Suna Jerold, a former opera singer who is now founder and CEO of Danish technology startup TrueLinked, the first ever networking platform created specifically for the opera and classical music industries. And for further details, visit TrueLinked.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.